G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
Great to have you company. It is Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. The weekend is on the way. I must admit, I don't know why I'm looking forward to the weekend, because a mate of mine might be listening at the moment, and during the course of the week, I put my hand up and said, yeah, I'll help you move. Weather's not looking great for a move, by the way. But that's what I'll be doing on the weekend. I'll be lugging boxes. I'll be the hired help, using a little bit of muscle, and helping a friend move house. So not necessarily looking forward to the weekend, but hopefully you are. Now, on your local, there are some big events going on this weekend. Speaking of what's going on, if you'd like to check out the Wattle Range Photographic Exhibition, it's been open for the last couple of weeks, but you can check it out until the 29th of July. The winning photos, as always, are used in the Wattle Range calendar. One of the other things that we've been talking about, and I will talk more about it later on this morning, Moto Classica, the classic and vintage motorcycle display, is going to be on this weekend, taking place at City Hall, entry via the Cave Gardens, and the Victorian Off-Road Championships. The Victorian Off-Road Championships Endurance X are taking place at Dartmoor. If you would like to go along and be part of it, it's happening both Saturday and Sunday. Gates will open from 7:30 a.m. And if you love your off-road riding, then it's definitely going to be one to go along and check out. All the details are on the Glenelg Shires website, by the way, if you'd like more information about it.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
I told you yesterday that time was running out to be part of Triple M's Feel Good Family Escape, the winter warm-up. What we've been doing over the last couple of weeks is giving you the chance to enter to see if you can win 5 nights on the Gold Coast warming up on us and Altigua Air on Broadbeach for the ultimate Gold Coast getaway. Now, if you haven't checked out altiguaresorts.com.au as yet, they are fantastic. The view from the resort is just spectacular. I would love to spend 5 days kicking up, doing not a lot, and just enjoying it. And I'm sure you would as well. If you need a winter warm up, you need to join the club. You need to head to triplem.com.au and sign up this morning, because Al, the captain of the club, is going to be calling somebody. And it may well be you he calls.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
I love social media. These days you can listen to anybody anywhere across the planet. And a mate of mine, got to send a shout out to Shane. He was just listening to me talk about Altigua Air on Broadbeach. Now, Shane currently lives in the Sunshine Coast, and he is probably getting much better weather than we are having right here in the Limestone Coast. As we start the day with a chilly 6, he was walking right past Altigua Air on Broadbeach when I was talking all about it. Now, on 963 Triple M this morning, another lady who is not liking this cool weather is Karcher. It's a big good morning to her.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, 17 members of the Mount Gambier Regional Sport and Recreation Centre Community Reference Group have met for the first time. Dairy giant Saputo have backed calls for a mandatory code of conduct to help farmer interests. Dairy Australia have launched a new campaign as National Farm Safety Week continues. And Limestone Coast locals have until the 3rd of August to give feedback on the Beachport boat ramp. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, on 963 Triple M, I want to talk about hopes and dreams for a moment, because God forbid you would have win Tats Lotto, or a rich aunt or uncle passed away and left you a bucket load of money. One of the things that we all want to do is we want to go out and we want to buy a really nice car, and we'd like to be able to afford a really nice house and do all those things that we've always dreamed of doing. Everybody's the same. We all have dreams like that. It's just one of the things that we do as humans. But what you've got to be able to do once you have those dreams fulfilled is be able to afford it. Now, if you're going out and you're buying an expensive car, you need to be able to, I suppose, have the realization that maybe at some point you may have an accident in said car. Now, there's a guy in the US at the moment who, 24 hours after buying what was an incredibly expensive car, a McLaren 720S. Now, some of you will know what this car is. It's a supercar. 500 grand is what it cost. And within 24 hours, this bloke was out playing with his new toy and managed to run it into a tree and completely and utterly demolish it. So I suppose the moral to the story is not only do you have to have $500,000 to be able to afford the car, you need to be willing to be able to lose $500,000 if you're out playing with said vehicle and manage to have an accident. One hopes he was insured. But what, how would you feel going to an insurance agency after just signing the paperwork going, I've had an accident. Sorry about that. Is this still covered?
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. This morning, Luke and the team in the National Newsroom were talking about Archbishop Philip Wilson. So was the Prime Minister of Australia, Malcolm Turnbull. He went straight to the top when asking for the Archbishop to be sacked.
Archbishop Philip Wilson is refusing to resign. He has been convicted. I understand there is an appeal, but surely he'd stand down. He's got to be sacked.
Well, you think so, but he's basically got, I think, just going by legal protocol that he doesn't have to until his appeal process is through. But Malcolm Turnbull's come out overnight and stated, no, he really should go, and so he's gone to the highest person in the Catholic Church, the Pope, and said, sack him. And you've got to think, well, you know, considering that Philip Wilson is the highest ranking Catholic official in the world to face such charges, that the Pope would actually take some sort of action in regards to punishing him. But at the moment, we haven't heard a damn thing. So, Malcolm Turnbull's taken it into his own hands to tell the Pope, look, get rid of him. Quite amazing.
Unbelievable. I can't believe he hasn't resigned. I know that you're innocent till proven guilty. He was convicted and there is an appeal, but you can't hold the office of Archbishop while this cloud is over you, don't you?
Well, you wouldn't think so. Like even George Pell, he's stood aside during his court proceedings,
right.
And we don't know how long that's going to take either. So why wouldn't you see Philip Wilson do the exact same thing?
Yeah. Now, on 963 Triple M, no idea what the Pope's going to do, but Malcolm Turnbull has asked the Pope to sack the Archbishop after the court ruling. It will be interesting to see what happens across the day today.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I started a new segment called Word on Your Street a couple of weeks ago. It's all about whether you want to have a gripe or whether you've got a good news story. And there are some really cool stories around the Limestone Coast that I've heard about in the last 24 hours. I want to share them after 7 this morning. One of the other cool things that's going on at the moment, there is a lady called Kirsty Bowden. Some of you may know her, or at least know of her name. She's making news this morning. Courtney and the team are talking all about it. She has posthumously been given a commendation for bravery during the London Bridge attack, and we're going to find out more about that right after this on Triple M.
You and Grant for breakfast.
And it'd be so much warmer on the Gold Coast if you'd like to head there, or at least if you'd like the chance. What you need to do, become a Triple M Club member. Head to triplem.com.au. We'll see if we can make you a winner this afternoon. Now, on your local, one of the things that is going on today, I am amazed always by you guys in the Limestone Coast community. I had one of our listeners donate a couple of footy tickets to us. They are to the footy show on the 30th of August, and I have currently got them up for grabs, raising money for the kids' wards of the hospitals across the Limestone Coast. As you know, with Triple M's Gimme Five for Kids, we raise money for Mount Gambier, Millicent and Narracourt Hospital. And today, well, our auction has to finish at 9 a.m. Current bid for our tickets to the footy show for the 30th of August is sitting at $100. I'd love to make a whole lot more money than that. This is where you come in. You can make a bid on Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page, or you can give me a call, 13 27 10. I would love, absolutely love, to hear from you before 9 this morning to raise as much money as we can for the kids at our local hospitals.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I was walking down the street yesterday and I got to see a sign out the front of Zambrero's. They have just had their third birthday this week. Put a post up on Facebook yesterday. Just wanted to send a shout out to them and congratulate them on their third birthday. That's really sensational.
You and Graham.
For breakfast.
For me, a lovely lady who is bringing
their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady, who was busy with three boys of his own. Now, on your local, that, of course, is the theme for the Brady Bunch. It's a TV show that is still around on our TV screens. It is a show that has spawned at least one movie. And for the first time in over 40 years, apparently, the house that was the inspiration for the Brady Bunch is going on sale. And if you would like to buy it, well, you need to have deep pockets because the house is currently on the market for $1.88 million US. It works out to be about $2.5 million Australian dollars if you would like the chance to pick up this piece of television history.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
On your local, one of the things that we are doing at the moment is giving you the chance at what is an incredible prize, a chance to go to the US, to Dallas, to watch a performance like no other. Now, for those who love their country music, you will know exactly who I'm talking about. Dan and Shay are back. They've got a brand new album featuring a top 10 US hit, Tequila, their new single, Order Myself, as well. And to celebrate, Triple M's The Range with Lee Koonigan are giving you and a friend the chance to see Dan and Shay perform in Dallas in Texas on August the 25th. Now, it includes return flights, 3 nights accommodation in Dallas. To win, what you need to do is head to therangeradio.com.au, therangeradio.com.au. We've got all the details on the Triple M Facebook page. The details can be found at triplem.com.au as well. But what a absolutely amazing opportunity. Heading to Dallas, Texas, checking out one of the biggest artists in country music. All you need to do, the details will be on The Range with Lee Koonigan on Sunday as well, right here on Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, got to send a shout out to all the paramedics across the Limestone Coast. It was Paramedic Day yesterday, and lots of you jumped online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page to tag a paramedic who did amazing things in the Limestone Coast. And not just our paramedics, I mean, all of our emergency services each and every day, they just do amazing jobs. And a big shout out to everybody, especially to the paramedics though. Now, on your local, one of the things that's going on this weekend, the first fundraiser for the team behind Getting It Off for the Boys. Jill and Jen joined me in the studio a couple of weeks ago to have a little bit of a chat, but here is what is going on this weekend.
22nd of July, we're having like mini auctions.
We're going to have mini auctions. It's a beef and burger night. It's a Sunday session. So that would be, we've got a band happening. Burger and beer.
$10.
$10 a head. It's free to get in. We're just hoping that the community backs us up and comes down and has a good time.
I'm sure they will.
And we're actually hoping to sell tickets to the main event on that day as well, on the 1st of September.
Now, Sunday afternoon is when it's all going to take place, and if you'd like to be part of it, all taking place down at Metro, it will be fantastic and a great fundraiser for prostate cancer research here in the Limestone Coast.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
It is indeed. Later on this morning, Milo's going to join me. And after 8 this morning, there's going to be some footy tipping going on. If you think you can out-tip Pity from Arena Sports Store, we've got a $125 voucher that could be yours at the end of the footy over the course of the weekend. Listen out in the lead-up to 8 because I will do a cue to call and see if we can make you part of it. This morning, catching up with Karcher. It's a big good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, preparations for the Mount Gambier Regional Sport and Recreation Centre continue this week. The ACCC has recommended a code of conduct to protect farmer interest, the code recommended backed by Saputo. National Farm Safety Week continues, Dairy Australia launching a new campaign. And Wattle Range Council are calling for feedback on the management of the Beachport boat ramp. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Ewan, I have got to tell you.
This makes me mad. This is great.
Why hasn't anything been done?
This is such a good story.
963 Triple M's The Word from Your Street. Ewan for breakfast.
Now, on your local, you might remember a couple of weeks ago I introduced Word on Your Street. I would love to know whether you've got a gripe or whether you've got a good news story. You can reach out to us on our Facebook page. You can jump online to triplem.com.au or you can just shoot me an email, 963@triplem.com.au. Yesterday, I was checking out one of the Mount Gambier Facebook pages and I came across a story about a lady who accidentally locked her keys in her car. Now, while I am calling her a lady, she is probably, and I'm making some assumptions, probably a young lady. Now, she apparently had had her license for 3 whole days and her car for apparently 5 days when she became stranded in a car park here in Mount Gambier. Now, apparently, several people approached her to offer their help, which is absolutely sensational. One lady apparently even offered to call the RAA. Finally, a woman and her mother apparently banded together, located a coat hanger and helped this young lady into her car. Now, I thought it was such a cool story and, like the girl concerned, wanted to say an extra thank you to all the people who helped out and agreed with her sentiments. It's great to think that there are still people in the Limestone Coast who are willing to help a complete stranger out. And I wanted to share it with you this morning. And to the young lady concerned, I really am happy that it ended up being a good news story and she wasn't stranded in the car park for a very long time, because there was more details to this story, like the fact that her boyfriend had apparently tried to get a coat hanger and get into the car when she locked herself out of it and that sort of stuff. But congratulations to everybody who offered their help. It really is good to see. Now, as I say, if you've got a good story, if you've got a gripe, anything at all from across the Limestone Coast, I would love to hear from you. Reach out to us at triplem.com.au. Jump onto our Facebook page, or as I said, email us at 963@triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast's 963
Triple M. This weekend, Moto Classica is taking place in the Limestone Coast. Now, yesterday I talked to Tali Teakle a little bit about it, but I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, and I've got him on the line. Ty, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Ty, how did the idea of Mount Gambier's Moto Classica come about?
Well, I think I've got a common interest in motorcycles with a lot of other people in the area. Mm. I wanted to do a Cairns Council fundraiser because it obviously affects a lot of people across the region, and we've obviously lost some of our old stages to cancer. So I decided that why not combine historic and classic motorcycles with a Cairns Council fundraiser and come up with the event. And I proposed it to Tali and City Council, and they backed it from day one. And that was the real crux of the event. To be able to get that venue in City Hall has basically determined whether I proceeded with the event or not. So they've been supporting it since day one and waiving a fairly substantial fee that it would cost to normally rent that space. Mm. So once I got the go-ahead from them, it was give it a go, see how we went the first year, make some adjustments, and we're just gradually improving it as we go along.
Ty, how much money have you guys managed to raise in the last 4 years that the event's been going?
$10,430 so far.
Bloody hell, how cool is that?
Yeah, we're actually quite surprised. We've got a couple of pretty good sponsors, but the majority of the sponsorship money that we raise prior to the event goes to pay things like public liability insurance. We pay a small fee to council to hire the venue because they've got to do some alterations. So generally speaking, the vast majority of that money comes from people through the door and the entry fee from the entrance, which is only $10. So it's not a large sum of money for the entrance, and it's only $5 to get in the door. So there's not many events you can go to these days that only costs $5 to go and have a look.
Well, it's really. Hey, Ty, tell me about the bikes.
Look, anything from pre-1985 right back to, I think the oldest bike on display will be 1908. There's a gentleman coming from Adelaide with a 1918 Harley-Davidson that's unrestored that he still rides.
My goodness.
There's several impressive private motorcycle collections in the town, and I've managed to persuade a few guys to bring their pride and joy out to put them on display. So variation from your classic 70s and 80s muscle bikes back to your 40s and 50s British bikes to the brass era veteran early 1900s bikes, dirt bikes, vintage motocross is very big now. It's become very popular.
Mm.
So trying to cater for a broad spectrum. And it's not all about show bikes. The bikes are the glue that bring everybody together. It's a common interest. So some bikes are unrestored as they've been dragged out of a barn or a shed. That's how we're going to present them, because people need to understand that that's what's out there, and it just gives a great cross-reference of what's in people's sheds and barns and whatnot around the area.
Ty, what time does it all kick off and how can we be part of it?
Okay, Saturday morning, 9 a.m, we open the doors. We run from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. Saturday evening. And then on Sunday, we run from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. And at 2 p.m., there's a I wouldn't say a trophy display, but there's some presentations and some awards. And in past years, we've had the mayor come in and do the presentations. He's a difficult man to pin down, but we'll get someone to do those awards. So the public are welcome from Saturday from 9 till 6 and Sunday from 9 till 2. And if they want to hang around and have a listen to the awards, they're quite welcome to. Friday afternoon is set-up day for the entrance. So from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. on Friday, we're in the area setting all the bikes up and getting everything ready to go for the public.
Ty, good luck this weekend, mate. I hope lots of people flock to what is going to be a sensational event, as it always is. Thanks for joining us this morning on the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Celebrating your birthdays and special occasions. Rest of the Limestone Coast.
Taking a look at celebrations today, I've got to say a huge congratulations to David Hill, who celebrates his birthday today. David, from me, from all of your friends, family, happy birthday, mate. Hopefully it is a great day. Got to say congratulations to Kyle, who is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Terry is also celebrating tomorrow in the Limestone Coast. And my cousin, Danielle, she is celebrating a birthday tomorrow as well. So I thought I'd send a shout out to her too. It's 26 after 7. News on the way. Courtney's going to join me. There is talk about terrorism today. There is talk about Aussie values in the news today. And there is talk that Vladimir Putin has got an invitation to the White House. Whoever thought that would happen?
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, it is time to welcome Milo to the studio, Barney and KG as well. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Yes, good. Now, AFL, 12 teams in the race for some sort of finals action. They couldn't have scripted it better, could they, KG?
No, Milo, it will be an amazing run home. Like, the Crows, can they make the 8? Port Adelaide, can they make the top 4 from an Adelaide perspective, it couldn't be better, and every game now is absolutely vital, which is fantastic.
Barney, you're back on the Crows.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I mean, I was going a bit cold of them for a while, but I tell you what, if they get into the 8, they're going to cause a lot of trouble. And the thing about Richmond is they've got to consider themselves not a great team, a good team on the MCG.
Yeah,
but if they can't win away from the MCG, they cannot put themselves in that echelon of great teams.
Well, exactly right, Barney. They've had a dream run at the MCG, and they do struggle away. But look, it is a fascinating finish to the season. And you're right, you're spot on. There would be some sides within the 8 that would not want to see the Crows make the finals because they could do some damage. You know, we've got McGovern back this week, which is a plus. Take him a while. Brodie Smith's playing his first game this year in the SANFL. So, you know, it's all happening, which is fantastic.
Now, injuries are going to play a big part, and no doubt everyone will be managing that. They've got enough people running around organising it. Now, last week when we saw Proof Perfect, the Roos versus the Swans, now the coach has let it go. We had a shootout. So, again, it proves the game style we get, to me, all comes down to the coaches.
Well, it does. They have an enormous effect on how the game's played. I must confess, fellas, I'm a little concerned. We read about the proposed changes and they're experimenting with this. With so far as the game is concerned, we've got Buckley in one corner saying something. We've got Blight in another corner saying that if the coaches don't accept the changes, they should quit their posts. I just hope that whatever changes are made and whatever they do is the best for the game. But I must say I'm a little concerned about what's happening at the moment.
Well, could I say, I reckon in Adelaide we have got the two best coaches or two of the best coaches in Pikey and Hinkley. The one thing that we must not do in South Australia is change our coaches because I reckon we've got two of the best.
Yeah, there's no doubt Ken Hickley's done a terrific job, although they had a hiccup last week. And Don Pike, he's had a season from hell with injuries, and they continue to happen. Hardigan this week now is gone. So, You know, every week there's a different player going down. So it's been a tough season for Don Pike, no doubt about that.
Okay, we'll put the sport aside. Next Thursday, KG, unless I'm wrong, 79th birthday, is that correct?
Well, no. Yeah, you're right, Milo. Please don't bring it up, 79.
Oh, mate, hey, better than the alternative. So you'll be in your 80th year. Just quickly, how many years in radio in that time?
43.
And I reckon you've been on here for knocking 20 years as well, which we've really appreciated.
Yeah, probably longer than that. So I've been lucky, Milo, but I'm still here, which is good, and I'm still enjoying what I'm doing. And 79, for goodness sake, where have those years gone?
KG, hallelujah. Needless to say, you're going to enjoy the footy no matter what happens, and keep punching, and don't lose your passion and enthusiasm.
Mate, you can never lose your passion for footy. It's the best game in the world.
You're on the money.
Have a good day, boys.
Have a good one, KG.
Hey, boys.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Talking sport this morning. There are lots of people that are going to have an opinion on the Australian Boomer players that were handed their fate yesterday afternoon by sports governing body after, of course, the horrific melee that broke out against the Philippines on the 2nd of July. Three Aussie players have copped suspensions. 10 of the Philippines players have also copped suspensions. And it's going to be one of the big news stories of the day today. There is also apparently a scandal that has rocked Aussie swimming. The golden couple that is Mitch Larkin and Emily Seebohm have been rocked by affair allegations. You'll hear more about that. Mark my words.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Now to talk local sport around the Limestone Coast. Milo is back.
Like backsides, everyone's got one, and I absolutely cleaned that up, Huey. Now, Aussie rules, of course, on the big stage. The cream of our youngsters are in Adelaide for the SNFL Interstate Championships this week. And in the final wash-up, the Ganeld South East Country team, the under-15s, coached by Scotty Carberry from Kybe. Good morning, Kybe Bowlight. Narrow court in that area. Bet you it's cold up there. Mm. Well, the under-15s finished second in the Crows division with 2 wins and 1 loss. Just narrowly missed out on the grand final playoff, but they've won that plenty of times over the years. And congratulations. South Gambia's Mitchell Sims, who is under 14 in that under 15 group. He won the John Seebohm medal for Ganeld Country's Player of the Carnival. And there's the link, Huey. John Seebohm, guess whose daughter is? You just spoke about her. Ganeld's under 17 team won the Crows division with 3 wins and no losses. And well done, Kieran Buckley from Tennyson College, ex North Gambia, Hatherley, and East Gambia. And I think West Adelaide way back as well. And son of Jimmy, ex radio man here. Now, Clangadoo's Ty McManus, we swept the pool because he picked up the McFarlane medal for Ganeld's Player of the Carnival. Ty from Clangadoo, along with Reid Cooler from West Gambia, Finn Grimes from Millicent, and Alex Harkness from South Gambia. Well, they've all been invited into the Ganeld Under 18 squad for the remainder of the season. So good luck to those four boys. Now, other local footy news, the Jungle Drums or Bongo Drums have been belting out. And the word is current Millicent coach Clint Gallio is relocating to Darwin after the end of the season, so that he won't lead the Saints in 2009. And I know he's been up there to play their footy season and done very well, so we'll watch this space for that. Now, the Saints, of course, are hoping to break a 34-year premiership drought to record their second senior flag, and that's 1984. So stay tuned. After that, we're going to talk to the man who coached that premiership team. He's now coach of the Kaztec Real Pioneers, and they've got 2 games to go and are hoping to win, and a few sides lose and get into that final 8. So Hilly will tell us how we're looking for that game tonight and Saturday night.
Ewan Grant for breakfast. Triple M.
Ewan, I have got to tell you.
This makes me mad.
This is great.
Why hasn't anything been done?
This is such a good story.
963 Triple M's The Word from Your Street. Ewan for breakfast.
On 963 Triple M, we have had a couple of cracking stories this morning, and I want to share them with the entire Limestone Coast. Remember, if you've got a gripe, if you've got a good story, if it's coming from your street, from your town, from anywhere across the Limestone Coast, I would love to hear about it. Now, I've got to send a shout out to the entire team at Bunnings this morning. Yesterday, Marianne from Bunnings shot me a message on Facebook because they're in a quandary at the moment. On Monday, a lady came into Bunnings in Mount Gambier, bought an item, and when she got out to her small car, it wouldn't fit. Now, what happened from there was a very kind gentleman was nearby. He saw the predicament of the lady concerned and offered to deliver the object to her house for her, which was really nice. The gentleman was following the lady home, and unfortunately, she took off a little too quickly, and the guy got a little confused and followed the wrong car. Now, he returned to Bunnings, realizing his mistake, but the lady hasn't come back. So, Bunnings Mount Gambier have got the item that the lady bought that she thought this bloke was going to take to her house for her, which was an awesomely nice thing to do, but it hasn't happened. And as a result, we are on the hunt for the lady concerned. Now, I know I am short on details. I could give you all the details concerned, but then we'd have a lot of people going out to Bunnings saying, this is the item that I purchased. So if you know of this lady, we would like to find her across the Limestone Coast. I would love to hear from you. So would the team from Bunnings. Now, the guy concerned waited for quite some time for the lady to return to Bunnings, and he returned the object that that she bought, but he's really, really concerned that she thinks that he might have stolen her purchase, which is one of the things that you would do. You know, you're trying to do a good deed, you lose the lady concerned, you go, oh my God, she thinks I stole it. If you know this lady, he's extremely worried. The team from Bunnings would like to get the item that she purchased back to her. What you need to do is give the team at Bunnings a call, say good day to them, and see if we can sort this out. What a great story, though, and what a great bloke to offer his help and to be so concerned that the lady thinks that that he might have stole the item off her. Just an incredibly cool story, and I wanted to share it with you. Remember, if you've got a good story, maybe a gripe, cross the Limestone Coast, I want to know about it. Email us 963@triplem.com.au. Jump online to triplem.com.au or reach out to us on our Facebook page, because I would love to hear from you no matter what is going on in your street.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Triple M talking sport. We got Hilly on the line from the Pioneers.
Yes, and of course, a big weekend. Good morning, Coach Richard Hill.
Morning, man. How you doing?
Good. Now, at the start of the year, Siebel come up with a new format, Final Eight. They couldn't have stage managed it any better, could they?
Well, it's a bit, a lot going on, Milo. A lot going on. Too much for me. I can only focus on one thing at a time. So, awful lot going on tonight. So, we'll see how it shakes out.
Now, of course, obviously, all you can do is to prepare the squad, keep your fingers crossed, get your medicos to use the magic fingers and all those modern apparatus. How's the squad shaping?
Well, it's been a crazy year, as you know, Milo, but I think for the first time since round one, we whilst we're not all 100% healthy, we're going to have everyone suiting up. So that's a massive plus for us. Taking a long time.
So Sam McDaniel's in?
Yep. Jeez. Sam's in. Yeah, been working really, really hard. And, he'll be playing tonight. He'll come off the bench, but I expect him to have a significant contribution tonight.
Gee, the planets and the moons have aligned, of course. Now, Ice House tonight might be the last game. I don't know how the format works. Too far ahead, we're not going to think about it. But Melbourne has hit 11th, 9 wins, 10 losses. How do they shape?
Look, Melbourne have been a bit of a revelation this year. Like, they were terrible last year. Put a new coach in, made a couple of adjustments, good young team. A couple of weeks ago, they were right there in the firing line to be part of the playoff series. But dropped a couple of games, coming off a win over Dandenong, which really put Dandenong out of the equation, which is surprising. They're a decent team. We'll need to play well, but I'd expect if we play well, we should win.
Let's hope we win that and come through all clear and everyone's okay to go. It's Saturday night, Sandringham, 13th, lucky for some, 7 and 12, and they've been the giant killers. So they won't be easy, mate.
They have been. All along they've had a really good team. They just haven't been able to get their act together. I'm not sure why, but just in the last few weeks they've starting to play some really good basketball. Knocked off the top team 2 weeks ago and ran Nana Whiting to a point. They were a bit snake-bitten looking at the tape. They probably should have won that game. So, that'll be a tough get for us. And look, if we're going to make the playoffs, we need to earn that. We need to be able to win these couple of games and keep our fingers crossed with some other results.
Yeah, we're in with the show. The window's still open. So the message is all those Keswick Real Pioneer supporters, get out there, cheer the team on. Big weekend ahead. Good luck on all fronts, Hilly.
Yeah, Mark, be good. I've got to keep doing this, talking to you guys Friday mornings for a couple of more weeks, hopefully.
Thanks, Ellie. Be positive.
Good on you guys. Have a good weekend.
See you, mate.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
On your local 963 Triple M, time to welcome Katja back to the studios. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, the Mount Gambier Regional Sport and Recreation Centre Community Reference Group have met for the first time. Dairy processors Saputo have thrown their support behind a code of conduct recommended by the ACCC. Dairy Australia have launched a zero deaths campaign as National Farm Safety Week continues. And Wattle Range Council are looking for feedback on the Beachport boat ramp. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, Karch is talking about the Mount Gambier Council endorsing the 17 members of its Mount Gambier Regional Sport and Recreational Centre Community Reference Group. My goodness, is that a mouthful? But all the details are online at triplem.com.au if you'd like to check it out. Great photo of the team as well.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Talking some news this morning on the front page of the Border Watch, it's fantastic to see that an ice story that we have been talking about in the media for probably the course of at least 12 months, maybe 2 years now, is to be told. It's an Australian first theatre production, and it's being put on by Generate, Associate Director John Crouch and Artistic Director Jamie Harding. Now, these guys have worked tirelessly to bring this story to the stage, and apparently it's going to be on August the 23rd to the 25th, and tickets are selling right now at the Sir Robert Helpman Theatre. It's a story that dominates the front page of the Border Watch today, and there is a follow-up story on page 6. It's fascinating to read, and it looks like it's going to be such a fantastic performance, and congratulations to the boys to bring this to fruition. And to have it happen right here in the Limestone Coast is really cool as well. And to the Border Watch, they've done a fantastic job on the article. Now, there's some other things that I want to talk about this morning as we get close to news. One of the truly frightening things that I saw this morning in the news was a map. It's a map that is probably going to shock a lot of people if they take the time to have a look at it today. It's been put out by the Red Heart Campaign, and it commemorates more than 1,000 lives of women and children who have been lost to violence. Now, it's heartbreaking. It is so terribly confronting. And it's one of the things that I found online this morning. If you have the opportunity to check it out, it makes you stop and makes you think, and it makes you wonder why we have this problem here in Australia. And it makes you wonder why we can't do more to stop it. One of the other things that you're going to hear about today in the news is Aussie values. They're being put under the microscope at the moment. What is a tradition? What is a law? And what is an Aussie value? Luke and the team in the newsroom this morning were talking about it.
The Citizenship Minister, Alan Tudge, he's made a major speech in London. He says that migrants have to adopt Australian values. Mm. Just what are Australian values?
That's a good question, isn't it? Do they keep changing? Well, the things, I guess, like freedom of speech, freedom of worship, equality, sex between sexes, democracy itself, I guess. What else? You hear about you don't want child marriage, for example.
No, but they're our laws. Yeah. It's taken as said that migrants have to accept our laws. But what are our values? Obviously, we don't encourage female circumcision. We don't. No. Child brides, yes. Multiple brides.
Yes.
Things that might happen in your country with your culture, but that's set in law. What are values? It's a good question.
It is actually. Yes, it is. You're right. And I guess values come down to those that
mateship.
You are taught. Mateship. Yeah. That's a societal one. But you know, what do you learn inside the household? And the values of each household do change as well. So it would be an interesting one, it's a thought bubble, I think, at the moment from Alan Tudge in regards to what our values are, and therefore, migrants have to sign a statement that they agree, but you're right, what are the values, and therefore, what is the assessment that they actually have to abide by?
Not laws. Mm. The law is set in stone.
Yes.
You've got to obey the law, but what are our Aussie values?
Yeah.
It makes you sit and think about yourself.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, if you go to the pub and you get a beer for your mate, then your mate's got to give you a beer.
Okay,
that's a value.
Is it a value or is that a tradition?
Well, it's a tradition of mine.
My shout. It's your shout.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Fascinating discussion. I'm sure it's one that you'll have with your friends over the weekend. What is a value? What is a tradition? And what, of course, are the laws? Lots of people will be talking about it. And you can join the conversation with Ray Hadley this morning.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, if you're up around Narra Court at the moment, by the way, it is 6 right now. Now, on our Facebook page, I have done a whole heap of stuff over the last couple of days. Got to send a shout out to Zombrero, who is celebrating their 3rd birthday. Got to say a big g'day to all the paramedics, because it was Paramedics Day yesterday. Lots of you jumped online to our Facebook page to tag a paramedic in the Limestone Coast. And one of the really cool stories that I found yesterday was about Food Bank SA and the fact that there is an amazing lady called Mrs. Blake who has put in another pack of 50 knitted beanies to give away to the Mount Gambier Food Hub, which is sensational. Apparently, she is an absolute knitting machine, churning out beautiful warm beanies for people in need across the Limestone Coast. She deserves a shout-out. Mrs. Blake, congratulations from all of us here at 963 Triple M. If you know Mrs. Blake, I would love to talk to her, by the way, because I reckon it's a cool story. You and Grant. For breakfast. Triple M, this weekend, there's some really cool stuff going on. Don't forget, the Coonawarra Cellar Dwellers continues. Lots of great events taking place in the Coonawarra. Wattle Ranger's photographic exhibition is on at the gallery and library. The Moto Classic exhibition, the vintage motorcycles display is on this weekend. And Victorian Off-Road Championships are taking place. The Endure X at Dartmoor this weekend. Make sure you get amongst it. You and Grant for breakfast. Well, we've made it to the end of the week. Well, almost. Milo's going to join you talking footy and netball from across the Limestone Coast with the know-it-alls after 9. After 10, Ray Hadley is back. And after 12, Guy is going to be in. Don't forget this afternoon, Al, the captain of the Triple M Club, will be giving you the chance to go to the Gold Coast. 5 nights on the Gold Coast to warm up after this winter weather. It's all thanks to Altigua Air on Broadbeach for the ultimate Gold Coast getaway. AltiguaResorts.com.au is how you can find out more. Good luck. Hopefully, Al will be ringing you. On Monday, I have got something really special. We're going to be doing some karaoke. Bon Jovi-oki, in fact. And I'll give you all the details on Monday morning. Till then, have a great weekend. Stay warm, and I'll catch up with you on Monday. See ya.